Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich. The power behind your pension.
And back to the news stories of the day. Gardaí in Kildare are investigating a serious assault after a young gay couple were attacked in a suspected hate crime in County Kildare on Friday night. The attack has renewed calls for the urgent introduction of hate crime legislation currently in review by the outgoing government. For more on this, our reporter Della Kilroy joins me in studio. Della, this assault happened in Newbridge train station. What do we know?
That's right. Well, Mary, Irish Rail confirmed to me today that the incident happened on the platform of Newbridge Station. This was at around 7 o'clock last Friday evening, and that a customer was physically attacked by a group of up to five people. Now, in a social media post that's now been shared over 6,000 times, one of the young men who was attacked, Geroid, he was with a young man called Anthony. He wrote that they were viciously attacked in a homophobic attack in which he said he was kicked in the face, knocked to the ground and kicked, which he said wasn't enough. They also, he said, took it upon themselves to repeatedly stab Anthony four times and then ran, leaving Anthony bleed for his life. I spoke to Geroid this afternoon and this is what he told me happened.
We went to Newbridge. We decided that we go to Newbridge for the day because we, as a first, like a first dating, because we hadn't got to spend the day together at all. We were just on the platform one. We were just chatting between ourselves and just vaguely remember these three young lads walking in and just going over the bridge to platform two, the other side. And one of them had shouted over and asked us, are we gay? And he responded to that and he said, yeah, why? It's 2020. So with that then, they just started holding a lot of abuse at us, calling us gays, faggots, queers. One of the lads turned around and said that they're sick of our kind of people in this country. And that's when they walked over. Then I got the kick straight into the face, which knocked me to the ground, and they started kicking me. Anthony then was protecting me. There was a bit of a brawl between the two, whoever the person was that was stabbing him, but ended up stabbing him five times from the arm, the stomach, to the two legs. They ran then, but I just jumped onto the ground straight away and I was just closing up his wounds, putting pressure on him. But when the lads were still running off, they were still like calling us homophobic names because we were gay. Like.
And was there anyone there to help you, or what happened next?
There was one girl there, I won't say her name or anything, but she was very good. She was in more shock as well, like, and she helped me cover up his wounds on his legs, and because he was bleeding out very bad. The blood that was coming out of his stomach, is I'll never forget. Like, but people were just kind of standing by. They're all in more shock than anything. The guards came on first, and then the ambulance came, and we were meant to go to Nace Hospital first, and then he was rushed straight to Talla Hospital because he was losing so much blood, and they were very concerned about his left leg. We're scared. We were very scared. Like, we're traumatised, mentally and physically traumatised overall. Just shock. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen to anyone, like. Like, you'd read about it, you'd never think you'd be put in that situation. And it's just horrible. But the support we're getting off everyone, and even our own friends that were there with us Friday night up at the hospital in Talla, and Saturday, and people from, like, Queensland and Australia messaging us in Florida, and it's really gone wild, like.
How's Anthony doing?
He's on the mend. He's in a lot of pain, which is expected. He's kind of bedridden because it's his two legs that are stabbed, so he can't get up and do anything for himself. But he's strong. He's a fighter, he's a hero.
What would you like to see done about this kind of incident?
I'd like to see a hate crime or something brought in, because it's not fair to us to be living in fear and watching our back, because I know myself and Anthony from now on, like, even to go out drinking, we won't be settled, we'd be uneasy, and it's something that's going to be stuck with us, you know? And Anthony has the scars for the rest of his life to remind him of what happened.
Mary, Gardaí are treating the attack as a possible hate crime, and they told me today investigations are still ongoing. Now, in the absence of specific hate crime legislation, they also note that last October, a Garda diversity and integration strategy was published, and this places a priority on enhancing the identification, reporting, investigation and prosecution of these kind of crimes.
And Della, given this type of assault, and we've had renewed calls for hate crime legislation, and it's an issue that you've covered before on the programme, speaking to victims of homophobic assaults. And I know you spoke to a woman as well back in a couple of years ago, back in 2017, and she shared her experience of a physical attack on social media, didn't she?
That's right. Back in 2017, a group of 18 organisations representing marginalised communities in Ireland, they called on the government to urgently review and legislate for hate crime. At the time, I spoke to Vicky Curtis about an attack that happened to her, and this is what she told me.
Last March, myself and two of my friends were walking home and a man started verbally harassing us, and he told us to take off our trousers, pull down our knickers and show me our arses. We turned around and we said no, and then he began calling us sturdy feminists. He then grabbed the bottle of tonic that I had in my hand and clubbed me over the head with it, picking me out because the two friends I was with were women, but I would be quite straight looking and I look like a lesbian. And he singled me out and called me a faggy whore, go back to the George. I voted for yes equality, but I didn't vote for that. And then he raised his fist and punched me in the head 4 times. I was knocked to the ground. I pissed my pants. I was holding my head because I thought, you know, he might kick it. And I was, you know, just lying on the ground there, just kind of fearing what would happen next. A hate crime legislation might not eradicate this entirely, but it'll definitely lessen it. So I think the marriage referendum is a kind of coming out for Ireland, but I'd say these incidents will continue to happen until we're all at a place where we do all feel equal. And I guess if we don't have hate crime legislation, then, and people are being singled out for their difference, then nobody is equal.
And that's Vicky Curtis ending that report from Della Kilroy. But we are going to stay with this subject. Paula Fagan, CEO of LGBT Ireland, joins me on the line from Galway. Paula, good evening.
Good evening, Mary.
Newbridge, County Kildare, 7 o'clock on a Friday evening. What's your reaction to that incident, that attack that Garóth recounted to Della?
Well, obviously, Mary, it's very shocking. It's very worrying for the community. We're not totally surprised in the sense that we are here. We have been hearing of incidences mostly in public spaces, on public transport. That's where people seem to be experiencing homophobic and transphobic, threats.
Abuse and threats.
Verbal abuse and worse.
Paula, yeah. Does it start with verbal abuse and follow with physical assaults? What generally, you know, is there a particular type of attack that continues to happen?
Yes, I think that's very common, Mary, so people are verbally abusive, and that seems to be the kind of pattern to these incidences. And firstly, people are obviously, as your two interviews there outlined, people are kind of slurred with homophobic slurs and then threatened. And sometimes, unfortunately, that does turn into an attack, a physical attack.
And happening at all hours of the day and night?
It seems to be, yes. I mean, I think the common thread seems to be that in public spaces and particularly on public transport seems to be where people feel the least safe and where these incidences are happening.
Have you ever witnessed it yourself or been subjected to it yourself?
Certainly, yes. I suppose I'm out for many years, and I think I have been insulted. Certainly, I have been subjected to one person in particular, and that was, again, in a public space, you know, shouting things at me. I suppose that person happened to be older, so I didn't feel that threatened. But it is very threatening.
But it is wrong, and you should not have to suffer that. And the government has promised to review existing legislation, because the legislation we have goes back to 1989. What needs to happen? What needs to change, Paula?
Well, we don't have any hate crime legislation in Ireland. We do have incitement to hate, which covers hate speech, but unfortunately it isn't very effective, and there's only been a handful of prosecutions. So I think the current government has put in place a review mechanism. They were actually working on this. They've done a consultation across the country. And so I suppose really what has to happen now is that both hate crime legislation needs to be put in place and the hate speech legislation has to be updated.
Okay. Well, Paula, thank you indeed very much for joining us. Paula Fagan, CEO of LGBT Ireland. The Department of Justice has sent us a statement. They note that the department is working to update Ireland's criminal law, as Paula was saying, on both hate speech and hate crime as a priority. And it's expected that the legislative proposals in relation to hate speech and hate crime will be published for discussion in spring 2020.